Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What?
Do you want me to do you an egg?
Egg?
For breakfast.
Oh.
I'm putting one on for myself, so...
Oh, God, no, it's the middle of the night.
It's 8:20. And in case you've forgotten...
Oh, come back to bed.
I'm working this morning. Oh. I've got to be there by 9. Mm. And as I didn't see you last night... Or the night before...
Yeah, I'm sorry about all that.
As I waited up till gone midnight and was asleep by the time you blundered in.
Yeah, well, Jim got stuck in and I couldn't get him to move.
So it's all Jim's fault.
Oh, no, no, well, we were at this bar and...
Oh, bar.
Yeah, well, doing some research and...
research?
I don't know, we got into this long discussion about, I don't know, it was... Cocktail recipes?
Well...
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be getting some pretty weird ideas.
Well, as I've hardly seen you for the last few days, I was hoping we'd have breakfast together.
Yeah. Yeah, OK, look, I'll be down in a little while.
So what about the egg?
Look, maybe I'll just have some toast, yeah?
Kenton!
10 more minutes, please.
I've been checking out some online recipe sites. I found this great one for a winter salad.
Oh, yeah?
Lamb's lettuce, spinach, then sliced and roasted squash, parsnip and red onion.
Oh, looks good.
Mm. Plus optional feta cheese. Low fat, of course.
So, this is all for your healthy eating promotion?
Mm. Well, I think it's worth a shot, don't you?
Yeah, it's a great idea. Our usual chance to play on people's consciences after Christmas.
Yeah, anything to get the punters through the door, Mum.
Right.
And I'm not just doing it as a distraction.
Oh?
To keep my mind off the whole Leon thing, in case you were wondering.
OK. You're absolutely right to try and put it all behind you, love.
History, Mum.
Well, I know it's not quite as simple as that. Just don't forget we're here if you do want to talk.
Thanks, Mum. One decade ends, another begins.
Good resolutions and all that?
Why not? Well, there's you showing us all the way with your Save the Shop campaign.
Hope we can.
Come on, you're still on course, aren't you?
If we can get enough people committed, keep the momentum going. I ought to take these around this morning. My notices for the meeting next week. Now I've finally got them printed.
Oh, I'll have to do some publicity for the promotion. Right, have a go at that now, actually.
All right, I'll leave you to it then.
Mr. Noakes! He changed his Sunday paper 2 weeks ago.
Oh?
He just called to say he got the wrong one this morning.
Mr. Noakes.
And he's got their name on, so...
Didn't he see that when he picked it up?
Oh, no. Apparently he sent his son down to fetch it. I think he must have marked it up wrong.
Oh,
it's okay. It's easily done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know what he's like. Moan, moan, moan.
I just wasn't thinking. I'll look through the rest and I'll make sure there aren't any more mistakes.
Late night, was it?
No, I didn't go out. I was in bed by midnight.
Not sleeping well?
No worse than usual.
OK. Well, look, don't worry about it anyway.
Oh, I'll remember next week.
Yeah. It's just a... Well, we don't want to upset customers if we can help it. Not at a time like this. Everything up in the air. Not knowing if we'll have a job for much longer. And even if this community shop does get off the ground, still a long way to go yet. You see, Pat's been putting up notices about the meeting.
Yeah.
For next week. And that's just to choose the committee. Goodness knows how long it'll be before we can make any proper decisions.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hiya. Hey, you still working?
Oh, yes. I had paperwork to do, so she stayed on, held the fort for me.
All right.
Anyway, look, I'm all done now,
I've got some more kitchen paper while I'm here.
Okay.
I'll let you get off now, Annette.
Yeah.
I should go upstairs and have a nap if I were you. You might feel better for it.
No, I'm okay, really. I think I'll just get my coat.
Are you off somewhere?
Yeah, I'll go and get some fresh air. I might nip into the bull as well.
Okay, but see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Maybe a bit of a walk will do her good. She's not been on top form this morning.
Oh?
You noticed?
Well, she was out early. I've not seen much of her.
Just tired, I expect.
Oh, yeah. Post-Christmas fatigue. Oh. Happens to us all.
Yeah.
Spend 2 weeks overindulging and filling ourselves with bad things. What she needs is an organic detox.
You think so?
I'm doing a healthy eating promotion at Ambridge Organics.
Oh.
So she can help me try out some recipes. I've got this amazing winter salad.
The 70th birthday do. They laid on this huge buffet.
Yeah. Barbecue on the 18th green, is it?
In the clubhouse. But they seemed to be more interested in the drinks than the food.
Huh?
Well, there was masses left over. Nobody wanted to take it away. So that's our supper for tonight. No need to cook.
Yeah, great. Oh, look at that.
Kenton, it's me. I'm home. Turn that off, please.
What?
Come on, I want to communicate.
Okay.
Well, it's on record. You can watch another time when I'm not here,
Yeah, you're right.
I've seen so little of you these last few days.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry.
Jamie's got his sleepover, so we can stoke up the fire, snack away, and have a nice, cosy night in together. And if we do run out of things to say, here, a sneak preview of our next film in the fields. Kenton, if that look means what I think it does...
I really am sorry, and it's the last thing I want to do, but...
Do what?
Look, Jim's coming round, and then...
Yeah,
well, we're going back to this place we saw on Wednesday.
Oh, please, not more bars.
Yeah, I know it's a real pain,
no,
but...
No, not tonight. Oh, Kenton, can't it wait?
I wish it could, but you get a whole different crowd in on a Sunday night.
But,
yeah, the only way to find out is to go and see.
But what about me?
Yeah, look, it's not really your scene. And anyway, look, this is business.
Oh, you mean I'm going to be left here on my own again?
Look, I really am sorry, love, but hey, look, we had a great New Year's Eve, didn't we?
Is that supposed to last me all year?
Well, do you think I want to tear myself away from you and my nice cosy armchair on a freezing cold Sunday night?
So call Jim now and cancel. Please, please, come on, just for me.
Kathy, love, you know, my sweetheart, light of my life.
Yeah, if you really meant that, you'd stay here with me.
No, I do mean it. But look, I don't think you realise quite how crucial this research is. Look, the whole future of Jack's hangs on the decisions that we make now. I mean, look, if we don't pitch it right, we're going to be stuffed.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, and I don't know quite what kind of decor Jim has in mind. I mean, last night he was talking about wall lights and bamboo chairs.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What? When did you last walk into a bar with bamboo chairs?
Well, it's none of my business anyway.
I just need to make sure that he and I are both batting on the same wicket here.
All right. If you really have to go out again...
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't intend to spend another evening here on my own. I'm going to call Pat.
Hello. That was a long walk.
Yeah.
Or have you been sitting in the bull all afternoon?
Oh, some of it, yeah.
Anyone around?
No, not really. I had a book.
Well, the kettle's just boiled. Would you like some tea? Oh, you sit down, I'll do it.
Okay, thanks.
Real or herbal?
Real for me, please.
And I hope you're up for this. I'm going to use you as a bit of a guinea pig later.
What?
I'm planning a salad recipe for my shop promotion. Thought I'd make it tonight and we'd try it out.
Oh.
Looks great. I think you'll like it. Not just greens. It's got roast veg and nuts in too.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
It's all good, healthy stuff. So we can feel less guilty about our chocolate binge on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was...
It was great, wasn't it? Definitely up there with my all-time bests.
Mine too.
Yeah, 3 days into the new year already. Scary. It seems like I've hardly had time to talk to you since.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm
okay. Well, we must have another night in soon.
Yeah.
Now that we're both single again.
Right.
Unless there's something you're not telling me.
What?
Another new mystery man in your...
No! No, nothing like that, honest.
Okay.
In 3 days, come on. Even I don't work that fast. And where would I meet anyone round here anyway?
So, a good DVD... bottle of wine and something nice to eat.
Helen, it's a nice idea, but I ate when I was down at the Bull.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't know you were doing something special.
So you're not hungry at all?
Maybe I'll come and have a taste when it's ready.
Are you going?
Yeah, it'd be nice to stay and chat, but...
Oh, that's okay. I've got plenty to do here. Then I've got some paperwork to finish.
I'm quite tired and I said I'd give Sonia a call.
Okay.
Thanks for the tea.
Shall I give you a shout when the salad's ready?
Maybe it's best just to knock on my door. I might be asleep.
Susan, hi. Come on in.
Oh, look, I won't stop. I was on my way home
and... it's nice to see you. I was just about to open this.
Oh, no, thanks, really.
Oh, well, you won't mind if
I... Oh, no, you go ahead. I just called in to see if there was any more news about the shop.
Well, not much, I'm afraid. Not since we had the last meeting.
I saw your notice for next week.
Yes, I managed to get those out. Now it all depends on what kind of response we get.
Well, I've been thinking more about the kind of people we want on this committee.
Well, I mean, anyone with the right skills and experience. Accounting, marketing, fundraising, all the things that need to be done.
Well, yeah, of course, but do you think busy professionals like that will want to give up their time?
Well, I shall have to try and be very persuasive.
If you think about it, Pat... we've already got Usha on the steering group. There's you with your business experience. Me with my retail skills.
Yes, it's a good start, but we're going to need more. Oh, yeah, come in.
Hello.
Kathy, hi.
Oh, hello. Hi, Susan.
Oh, is that your leftover buffet?
Yeah, I stuffed it into some containers.
Great.
Oh, I'll be on my way then.
Oh, OK, Susan. Look, if I make any progress, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Pat. And bye.
Bye. OK. Let me get you a glass.
Oh, yes, please.
So, Kenton and Jim heading off to the bright lights of Borchester?
Yeah, again. That's three nights out of the last four.
I suppose you're lucky to have had him for New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah, that was fun. Though he did spend half the evening talking to Nigel about his 10 best bars in Borchester.
That's romance for you.
I mean, I do realise he's got to do his research. But with us both on shift work, well...
You're afraid you're turning into a bar widow.
If it's this bad now, what's it going to be like when this new bar's up and running? I may never get to see him at all. Almost quarter past.
You think we should call it?
Again. Oh. Your turn.
OK. Hey, come on, you'll miss the bus.
OK.
Don't want to hassle her too much. She knows what the time is.
I suppose we should be grateful she's going in at all.
Oh, it's just nerves. Hours up there by the mirror getting the image right.
I know.
Her hair looks great anyway.
Have you told her that?
Yes. Several times.
Okay.
I meant it too. That fringe really suits her. It's really, you know, it's cool and sophisticated.
She was so nervous about it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Going off to the hairdressers.
Yeah. And what about all those bags she came back with? Have you seen any of it yet?
No. She was trying it all on yesterday afternoon. Bedroom door firmly shut.
Well, anything if it helps her self-confidence.
Shh. Nope.
No need to shout, Dad. I'm not dead.
No, I was just worried that...
What? Oh, what's the matter?
Look at you!
Pip, that's...
I've not grown two heads or something. It's just tights and shorts.
Yeah.
You look amazing, Pet.
Fantastic. Those shoes...
You don't think it's over the top?
No.
You look great. Really fab. Now, come on, or you'll be late.
You see, the thing about Kenton, he's not such a great...
Excuse, sorry, can I just give the bar a wipe there?
Oops, me being clumsy.
There.
He's good at what he does, but he's not a great lateral thinker. Well, I suppose he's not had my academic training. But he's so convinced we should aim this bar strictly at the younger set. The more I think about it, the more I'm convinced it would be a mistake.
Really?
Hello.
How are you doing, love?
Fine.
I'm boring her to death with my grumbles about my business partner.
But
seriously, Jolene, if you were opening a bar in Borchester...
No, thank you, Jim. This is quite enough for me.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It's no use me moaning to you about it. Time for action. Bye.
Bye then.
Bye, Jim.
So you want me to take over here?
No, I'm fine, really.
You're quite sure about that?
Yes, why?
No reason. Well, you have been a bit quiet recently, wrapped up in yourself.
I'm okay.
Are you, love? And I've also noticed that Jazzer's not been in lately. In fact, I ain't seen him at all since the new year.
So what if he hasn't?
Oh, you two were getting on so well over Christmas. I just wondered if you'd fallen out for some reason.
Mum!
No, if you'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. If you really want to know, I'll tell you.
So?
New Year's Eve, after we'd all gone to bed, Jazza was out there under my window, shouting out and saying all these daft things, like how wonderful I am and how he really... really loves me.
Oh.
So you see, it's all so embarrassing.
Well, I mean, he'd been boozing all night. You were probably right.
No, that's just it. So he was pretty wrecked, but Tom says that he really meant it. And it all makes sense. This girl he's been obsessing about, it must have been...
been you.
Yeah. Oh. So you see how weird it is for me.
I suppose that depends on how you feel about him.
Mum, he's a really good mate, but this came right out of nowhere. You can see why it's totally freaked me out.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do.
Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, she really did look great, but it's just a shock.
Oh, come on.
All right, surprise then. I mean, those tiny shorts.
It's what they're all wearing.
I know.
And with the tights underneath, they were perfectly decent.
Oh, I know, they look stunning.
I do know what you mean, though.
She looks so different.
I know.
Our little girl walking out down the lane like some leggy supermodel.
Quite brave of her, really.
Yeah. No, she's really going for it. Good for her.
It is a bit of a shame, though.
What?
Well, that she's had to go for such a big makeover.
Yeah, but I can see why she's doing it. She just wants to blend in, that's all.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a pity she doesn't have the self-confidence to go back to college and be herself.
Well, if it helps to keep her there and to stick to her course, I'm all for it.
Oh, so all that thing with the limo and the flowers...
Yeah, that was all meant for me.
Oh, of course.
And I was so rude about the flowers. I feel so stupid about it now.
Well, I can see why it's awkward for you, sweetheart.
I have no idea, Mum.
Yeah. Oh, the poor Jazzer, though.
I can't help it. No. I mean, it's not like I've been leading him on or anything.
No.
But I'd no idea. Honest. It's all just such a big mess.
He must be feeling bad about it, though. Terrible.
Okay, but I don't know what you think I'm supposed to do about it.
You can't help your feelings, of course. Yeah. Whatever they are.
Yeah, I know.
But like you said, he's been a really good friend to you. It'd be a shame to lose all that and all.
I know, I don't want that either, but...
So if he won't come and talk to you, maybe you should give him a call. Go and see him, even.
Say what?
No. Be honest. Tell him how you feel and say you don't want it to spoil things between you. Oh, I think it's only fair, Fallon. You can't leave him not knowing where he stands.
Yes, but it's not so simple, Mum.
Isn't it?
If he feels bad now, if I mess up and say the wrong thing, I could make him feel even worse. I don't think that's fair either.
Uh,
Look, Jim, I know we need to talk, but, well, this isn't the time.
So when is the right time?
So Wednesday night, when we hit the bars in Felbersham.
And what have you got lined up for me this time? More tapas and bottled lager and thumping bass lines?
Oh, well, there's this one place that has dance poles on the floor.
Dance poles?
Well, no, not like that. Serious, it's just for, you know, people to have fun.
But this is precisely what I mean. Bars like that are two a penny. There's one on every street corner. Why don't we think creatively and go for something more original?
I'm all for being creative, but, you know, we don't want to risk alienating our core customer base.
That's exactly my point, Kenton. I think we should try and expand our customer base.
Jim,
there's a gap in the market. If you can't see it, I certainly can. Yeah,
it's not that simple.
If we can provide something more original and sophisticated, aimed at the more mature and discerning customer...
Well, you mean all these crowds of ageing intellectual jazz fans?
A pleasant, civilised place where there's room to move.
Naomi!
And you can enjoy an intelligent conversation without having to shout. Those kind of bars are so hard to find these days.
Yes, yes. And the reason they're so hard to find...
When I was an undergraduate... Well, if you're not even going to listen...
Yeah. OK, I'm sorry. Naomi, look, could you just take these, please?
When I was an undergraduate, there was a little place we used to go to. Nothing pretentious, just a corner bar. They played some wonderful music.
Yeah, thanks, Nate, you're a star.
Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie.
Jim, this isn't North London in the 50s. You know, we're in the 21st century.
And they serve the best Singapore sling in town.
Oh, well, so now we're talking the Officers' Club in Bangalore? Oh,
really, Kenton, I'm not quite such a dinosaur as that.
No, no.
I just happen to enjoy a good cocktail in civilised surroundings.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered why the younger bars are so full and crowded and buzzing? It's because they work. I mean, all these students and young professionals, you know, there are... lots of them, and they like to go out and have fun and spend their money.
So
why ignore an established market and risk everything on some mythical customer base?
Older people like to have fun too, and they're often richer.
I am open to ideas. Honestly, I'm not ruling anything out at this stage.
No?
No, look, Jim, I'm really busy right now, and Naomi's getting upset. Can we just... we'll talk about it next time, yeah?
Fair enough. I'll get out of your way.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, yeah, before you go.
What's this?
Well, it's a mate of mine. He runs a firm that installs sound systems.
Sound systems?
Yeah, there's some great kit in there. Here, cast your eye over it sometime.
Oh. That you, Pip?
Hi.
Hello. That was well timed. Your dad's on his way in. I'm just making some tea.
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Okay.
Gonna go dump my bag.
Hang on, before you disappear off to your room.
What?
How did you get on? How was college?
All right.
Anyone notice your new hairstyle?
I don't know.
You don't know?
One or two, maybe.
Did they like it?
Mum.
I'm sorry, I just wondered, that's all.
Hiya. Hey, Pipsqueak.
Hi.
Tea's up.
So, you survived. How was it?
Fine.
What, just fine?
Yes.
Yeah, well, first day and all that.
My shoes have rubbed, though.
I'll put on a plaster and see how they go. Mm. You're probably wearing.
Yeah. Oh, and I have some results for my mocks.
Ooh. Hey. So how did you do?
There. Look.
Can I see?
Not so bad, really. Better than I thought.
Hey! A in biology.
Pip?
Yeah, I really thought I'd mess that one up.
And a B in physics and chemistry. Woohoo!
I can't believe that. I never thought I'd pass.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well done, Pip.
Thanks.
Hey, well done, Pip. I always knew you could do it.
Yeah, well, that's just the mocks, isn't it? I've got the modules next week.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, just shows.
Okay, I'm going to go get changed.
Shall I bring you up a cuppa then?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Mum. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well done.
Well... good start.
Mm-hmm. Still, day one. Long way to go yet.
For all the difference it made, I might as well have been talking to a brick wall.
Kenton not listening?
Oh, he listens. But then he completely ignores what I've said and goes back to his own point of view.
frustrating for you.
Now all he wants to talk about is PAs and sound systems.
Well, these places all have music, don't they?
Yes, but my tinnitus is bad enough already. I don't want to have to wear earplugs.
Well, if you want to know about PAs, you should talk to Fallon.
Oh?
What?
You know all about sound systems, don't you, love?
What, me?
You got a great one upstairs.
Well, yes, but I...
Thanks, but I've heard quite enough about all that from Kenton. I'll go home and put some Stefan Grappelli on the turntable. Now, that's what I call music.
Mum.
Well, I had him for 10 minutes. It was your turn.
Thanks.
Anyway, now you're here. Can you take over for a bit?
Yeah, okay.
I've got to nip down to the cellar.
Oh, Mum. I've been thinking it all over, and maybe you're right about Jazzer.
Oh, so
you... Yeah, I can't leave things where they are. It's just not going to work. I'll have to face up to him sometime.
Yeah, you're right, you will.
So it's no good putting it off. I'll go and see him tomorrow.
Maybe I'm right after all. Didn't it really happen? It was all a dream.
Oh, Jazz.
That's what you get for mixing beer and tequila. I was out of my head. I imagined it all.
Yeah, nice try, but...
No?
Nope. Let's get this arc shifter, shall we?
Aye, okay.
Before it gets bogged down completely.
I'll tell you the truth, I'm confused. I don't know what to believe anymore.
There's only one way to sort it. Why don't you go up and see her?
Can't very well do that, can I? Who knows what she'll do to me? Kick me straight out in my elbow.
You ready?
Aye, ready.
And lift!
Oh, no, it was nae dream. Me and my big mouth got me in way deep already.
Come on, a bit more.
The old cat's well out the bag. Nothing I can say now will fix it.
Okay, that's it. That'll do.
Maybe I should leave. Emigrate, go back to Glasgow.
Oh, Jazz, I keep telling you. It's not as bad as that.
Doesn't it get a whole lot worse? First time I feel this way about a lassie and then I go and have a few bevvies and blow it right at the start?
No!
It's the truth. She'd never have let you talk me into it.
Hey, don't keep blaming me.
Whatever.
I told you, it wasn't exactly the best circumstances to say what you did.
Aye. 0 points for presentation.
But if you really feel that way about her, well, fine. No use in bottling it up, though. It's much better out in the open.
Aye, well, it's done now. She thinks I'm a prize idiot.
How do you know what she thinks?
Why's she been avoiding me? She's not came within a mile of me since it happened.
Well, to be fair, you've not been within a mile of her either.
Aye, and I've no plans to date either. Messed it up big time. She's never wanted to speak to me again.
I had lunch at the ball, so I thought I'd come on up and wish you an early happy birthday for Thursday.
Well, it's lovely to see you.
Oh, if there's any of that coffee going.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, when you came by the green, did you see that sign outside Greenacres?
Sorry, darling?
Greenacres, you know, the old police house.
Oh.
You know, they renamed it after the fire. Anyway, it's up for sale.
Missed opportunity there, if you ask me. One little box replaced by another.
You shouldn't have much trouble selling it.
Well, these days.
There we are.
Oh, thanks, darling.
So, how are things? Have you heard from Matt?
Well, one reason I called in, I've got the confirmation for my next visit.
Oh?
Friday morning, 11 o'clock. I'm afraid it's only for me. Matt was so sure about it on the phone. He was quite adamant.
I do understand.
Anyway, aren't you taking Mum to the Laurels on Friday?
That's the plan, yes.
So it wouldn't have fitted anyway.
No.
I can't pretend I'm looking forward to going on my own, Jenny. Would have been wonderful to have you along. But it's not about what's best for me. It's what's best for Matt. I'll manage.
There. What do you think?
Let's see.
It's only a first draft, but...
Say goodbye to the naughty noughties. Treat yourself to some healthy goodies.
Okay, it's cheesy, I know, but...
Turn up for a tasty turnip? No? Oh, okay.
Well, let's not get too silly about it, Tom.
Well, you're aiming this promo at the younger end of the market. You don't want it to be too morally superior, do you?
That's what I thought.
Keep it light. Go for it.
Okay. If I print them out this afternoon, can you send them out with the veg boxes?
Yeah, no problem. Brenda's done her usual stuff to put into.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Hey, are you going back into town?
Why?
Well, you know it's Mum's birthday on Sunday.
Yes, Tom, I hadn't forgotten.
I just wondered what you were getting her.
Not sure. I've got a few ideas, but...
Well, what I was going to say is if you're near the shops and you happen to see anything you think she'd like...
You mean you want me to get
well,
your...
Well, I'm stuck. Just can't see when I'll possibly have the time to go in myself.
Oh, sorry, you have to do your own present shopping.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll just get her a card then.
Tom!
I'm kidding. Maybe I'll get online, find her a book or something.
Yeah, I'll nip out tomorrow lunchtime and have a look.
Yeah.
If I've got the time.
Busy, busy, eh?
Yeah.
And, you're doing all right, are you, sis? I mean...
Yep, thanks. I'm doing fine.
Okay, good. So, if you bring those flyers down...
Oh, is that...
Oh, well, well. Guess who?
Hiya.
Hi.
Fallon, hi. Well, don't often see you down this way.
Oh, no.
So you,
Is Jazza around?
Yeah, yeah, he certainly is. He's down with the pigs.
Oh. Well, is it okay if
yep,
I...
Yep, of course. Feel free. You know the way?
Oh, yes, thanks.
I'm sure he'll be pleased to see you.
Oh, hold my welly. Great. Happy New Year to you and all. What? You?
Yes, me.
I mean, hello.
Hello. Well, it's still mucky down here.
These are the pigs.
I noticed.
So,
I think we need to talk, Jazz.
We do?
Yes, shall I come
over? No. You stay there. I'll come out to you. Sorry about the mud.
Well, it's not your fault. I guess you know what this is about.
Do you?
What you said to me on New Year's Eve,
Oh, you remember that, do you?
Well, of course I remember. You think I'm going to forget?
Hmm. Maybe best if you did.
Why?
Well, I was started. I didn't even mean a word.
Didn't you? Jazza?
Well, maybe you best just forget it anyway.
It's not so simple. It doesn't work like that, does it?
No.
And once you've said something like that, you can't take it back.
Aye, it's too late, I suppose. I know you think I'm a real...
No! Oh, look, Jazz, you mustn't feel bad about it. What you said was sweet. Any girl would be really flattered.
Aye?
Yes. Calling up under my window... Didn't know you were such a romantic.
Me neither. I've never done anything like that before. I don't know why.
Well, never mind.
Get me hard on you, Fallon. It was driving me crazy. I just had to say it.
Oh. Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, it's all right. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, I'm not upset or angry or anything.
No?
No. No, I've not come here to bite your head off. And I don't want it to change anything. I mean, spoil what we already had. That would just be silly.
Aye.
Of course. I mean, like the fact that you've not been near the bull for the last 4 days.
Aye, well...
Well, see, don't think I hadn't noticed. I missed you. I've had no one to hang out with, have a laugh.
And me, you.
So why can't we go on? I mean, be mates again like we were before.
Mates?
Jazz, you're the best friend I've got. What we had was great. It was special. I don't want us to lose all that.
No.
Oh, come on, don't look so miserable. There's no need for that here. Better?
Aye. No, maybe just...
Okay. Oh, well, I'll be honest, I was a bit nervous about coming to see you.
You were?
Yeah, but I'm really glad I did now. So long as that's all straight, yeah?
Aye, kinda.
Right, so I'll let you get on with your work then.
Aye.
And no more of this hiding out and skulking around. Come up to the pub. Come and see me. We can have a drink and hang out for a while, okay?
Aye, okay. Let's do that.
Helen, darling.
Oh, hi.
Hello, stranger. Where have you been hiding?
Nowhere. Just the usual routine, you know.
Well, I wanted to say I went into your shop yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed you.
Kirsty talked me into buying one of your two-for-one salad specials.
Oh, right.
And I've been practically living on them ever since. Such good value, darling, and so delicious.
Well, that's part of our New Year's promotion.
So, tell me, how was your New Year?
Oh, quiet, really. Annette and I stayed in.
Oh.
But it was good. We had a great time.
Well, staying in's fine for old fogies like me, but... Oh, hello.
Okay, but I...
You take a tip from your old aunt, darling. You're only young once.
Yeah.
You should get out and have as much fun as you can. Make the most of it while it lasts.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, good. Glad I caught up with you.
Did I say the wrong thing again?
What?
Helen. I do try, but
perhaps you haven't heard, but, she's just split up with her boyfriend.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What, that one with the odd name?
Leon. Pat says she's dealing with it, but, well, it's never easy, is it?
Oh, there I go again, foot straight in it.
Anyway, Lillian, about your visit on Friday...
Oh, that.
Well, I talked to Brian and he's offered to take Mum to the Laurels. So that means...
Look, it's
that
no
I'm
good, darling. Matt still won't see you.
No, but I've got some shopping to do, so why don't I come anyway? And I could drop you at the prison and pick you up when you're through.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. And then you'd have some company on the drive and then I'll take you out to lunch afterwards.
Oh, yes. Of course, darling. I've been so dreading going there all on my own again. Oh, I'd love you to come.
Jazz, hi.
Hey, Tom, you've got to hear this.
Okay, hold on. Let me save this.
Come on, you're not that busy.
As it happens, yes, I am. I'm in the office.
Okay, well, that's a beer I owe you.
You do? Why?
You'll never guess who came down to the pig this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fallon!
Did she find you then?
Aye, she just turned up out the blue.
So, how did it go? Did she dump you in the muck, or are you back to speaking?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but... she was okay about it. She was great.
Was she?
Said I was sweet and romantic.
Sweet? Sweet?
It's the truth. And she doesn't want to let what I said come between us.
Okay, well...
She wants it all to be hunky-dory like it was before.
So, how exactly did she put it?
Well, she said I was real special and the best friend she ever had.
Friend?
And then she kissed me.
Kissed you?
I'm eating humble pie here. You were right. Seize the moment and all that.
Okay, but...
Maybe it's no such a disaster. My big gesture might have paid off after all.
Surprise?
Yes. Well, more than that, an honour.
I know you're busy, but as you're hardly ever at home, this is the only way I can get to see you.
Now, Kathy.
Well, it's almost true.
Well, I was in last night.
And went straight to sleep in front of the telly.
Yeah, well, OK, I was shattered. I'm not doing this bar research for laughs. It's damn hard work.
Yeah, all right, I know.
And Jim's still completely off with the fairies. He wants to turn the place into a cross between a 50s jazz dive and a gentleman's club.
And you didn't see this coming?
Love, be fair. I can't make him see sense. You know, it's like I'm hitting my head against a brick wall.
Well, perhaps you should give it all up as a bad idea.
What? No.
All right, just kidding.
Yeah, don't you worry. I'm not giving up yet. He'll come round to my point of view. I've got a plan.
Does that involve tonight by any chance?
Ah, yeah, well, how are you fixed for later?
Me? Why?
Yeah, well, as I've been feeling so mean and guilty about leaving you all alone...
Oh, have you?
Yeah, why don't you come out with me tonight?
No. Well, you said it's not really my idea of fun.
Yeah, but...
And besides, me and Jim, well...
No, Jim won't be coming. I've cancelled him. So it'll be just the two of us.
Oh,
Oh, well.
Yeah, and I want to try some different kinds of places this time. I think you'll find it interesting. Hmm?
You're sure you want me along?
Darling, how can you even ask a question like that?
All right, then. Why not?
Brenda!
Oh, hello.
Oh, you off out?
Down to the post, sending off another couple of CVs.
Oh, yes. Tom said you'd applied for a job.
Yeah, office manager. It was in the Echo. Just an insurance firm. Got to look for something, haven't I?
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Anyway, can I just grab you for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know we're trying to get this community shop idea off the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Well, once the committee's up and running, we'll be looking for someone with PR and marketing skills to deal with publicity. You think you might be able to help us out?
So you're talking about leaflets and press releases?
Yeah. Yes, all that kind of thing. I'm afraid it's on a voluntary basis, so you must say if you're too busy.
No. Time is one thing I'm not short of.
It'd be really great if you could.
Yeah, okay then.
Hiya.
Oh, David, hi.
Hello.
So, is that a yes?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Great.
It'll look good on my CV anyway.
Hey, Brenda, can I just nab you for a sec?
Me? Oh.
You are in demand today.
Thanks, a nice change.
Bye then, Brenda. We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, I've got some pro-farming propaganda here.
Oh?
It's a piece I've done about our carbon-friendly grazing system.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, you know how important it is for us farmers to talk up our image. What I'd like is to get some really good professional-looking leaflets that we can send out with our beef. Do you think you could do that for us?
Yeah, of course.
And I've got some pictures here as well. A couple of the family. And some cuddly-looking Herefords, too.
Okay, great. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you'll have to charge us the going rate, of course.
Oh, no problem. Wow! Two jobs in one day and this one's paid!
Pat, hello.
Oh, is this a bad time?
No, well, actually, we're about to go out, but...
Oh.
No, come on in anyway.
I won't keep you, I just called in on the off chance.
Kendon's doing another round of the bars.
Oh, I see, so you're gonna...
No, this time he's taking me with him.
Really?
Yeah, surprise for me too, but Jim's not coming, so...
Oh, I'm glad you won't be playing Cinderella again.
Mm, me too. I mean, I don't suppose it'll be the most romantic night out ever, but, you know... More business than pleasure. I suppose Kenton's got to do his market research somehow.
Yes.
And to be fair, he's so keen to make this new bar a success. Reading between the lines, I don't think Jim's making it easy for him.
Oh, well, I hope you're not...
Kathy, are you ready?
Yeah, almost. Pat's here.
Okay, look, I'll be quick. I want to ask you a favour.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a big favour, so I won't be hurt if you turn me down.
Try me.
You know we're having a meeting next week to choose a shop committee.
Yeah, you said.
Well, we'll need someone to act as secretary, take the minutes, do a lot of the administrative work.
Mm.
Do you think you might be interested?
Well, yeah, okay. Why not?
Really?
Yes, I'll do it. I'd like to help.
Oh, you're a star. Thanks so much.
No, if you think I'm up to it.
Come on. With all your retail experience, just the kind of person we're looking for.
I presume I'll have to be elected.
Oh, yeah, but that won't be a problem.
Mm. Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi. It's okay. I'm just about to go.
We'll talk tomorrow. I'll give you a call.
Well, have fun with your bar crawl. No binge drinking.
Oh,
no, nothing like that. This is going to be way more civilised.
And another half of the same for Alistair.
Right. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, it's okay, no rush.
It's been quiet all day and then suddenly...
Yeah, it's a sort of informal cricket club meeting.
Hi, do you want a hand?
Oh, hello, love.
Sid told me you were struggling.
Well, it's meant to be your night off.
Oh, it's okay, I don't mind.
Well, it would be great.
I'll just take these over now.
Okay, David.
Thanks. Right.
A pint of lager and a red wine.
Give me something to do. And I had a text from Jazzer. Mm-hmm. He said he might be in later.
Oh, does this mean that you and him have...
Well, I went to see him yesterday. And we had a chat and it's all been sorted. We both know where we stand.
So you told him that you...
Yeah, I told him it was okay. I wasn't mad at him and I still wanted us to be friends.
Friends?
Yeah, I said that I wanted things to stay the same between us.
Oh, but you did say... I mean, were you honest about your own feelings?
Well, I didn't didn't have to spell it out, Mum.
No.
There's no need. I said enough. He's not so daft. He can work it out.
Oh. And how did he take it?
Well, it was a bit awkward at first, but you know, he was okay. Yeah, he was fine about it.
So not upset or devastated?
No. Well, he did look a bit sad, you know. That puppy dog look. Stood there in the muck in his wellies. So then I gave him a kiss and
kissed him?
Oh, yeah, Mum, not like that. Just to cheer him up a bit.
Oh.
Look, wait until he comes in later, then you'll see.
So how's your margarita?
Very good. Nice and tangy, but not too much lime. Mm. Your orange all right?
Oh, yeah, can't complain. Mm.
Good. Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
You and me out together having a quiet drink. I honestly can't remember when we last did this.
Okay, year. Okay. Don't make me feel even more of a louse.
Oh, sorry. Just being appreciative.
Yeah, fair enough. So, what do you think of the place? Huh? Decor, ambiance, clientele?
Nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable. Decent furnishings.
Well, it's not quite what I had in mind.
No, I like it. Not what I was expecting at all. I mean, this is what you and Jim have been up to.
No, I told you. We've not done this kind of place before.
Well, it'll do for me. Pity it's all the way to Felbersham, or we could come here more often.
Hmm. And what do you make of the other punters?
Well, not exactly hopping. Mm. Not a bad crowd for a Wednesday night.
Hmm.
Not many under, well, say 40. Mostly people like us, middle-aged couples or small parties.
Yes, you're right.
Mm. Anyway, can't we forget about work for just a few minutes?
Well,
do you think that I was right to say yes to Pat about the shop committee?
Oh, no, I'm keeping out of that one.
I suppose I should be flattered in one way. I mean, it's quite a responsibility. Quite a lot of work, too.
Yeah, OK, well, let's drink up. We're leaving.
What? Kenton?
No, we need to try somewhere else.
Well, I'm quite happy here. I like it.
Yeah, I know. It's too good. That's the problem.
Too good?
Yeah. There's another place I want to check out.
Oh.
Come on.
Hey, Brenda.
Hiya.
Listen, I'm sorry to bore you with business, but...
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm waiting for Tom.
It's just that I picked up a message from Mike about the leaflets.
Oh, right.
Tried calling him back, but...
Yeah, it's my fault.
Oh?
I was showing Dad the stuff he gave me about your beef, and he was already thinking of doing something similar on Ed's milk. You know, for the new milk round.
Ah, yeah, no, I think I see where this is going.
So I said to Dad, why don't you both do a joint leaflet? You know, share the costs.
I don't know.
It's up to you, of course, but you're both doing a grass-fed food. You're both selling direct to the public in the same area.
That's true.
So I thought, instead of Dad doing his own thing, maybe you and him could combine them into one leaflet? He could take them out on his round so his customers will know about your beef.
Yeah.
And your customers would know there's a very good local supply of grass-fed milk.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Mm. It's good marketing, that's all.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Well, anyone waiting here?
I'm okay, thanks, Julie.
Oh, there's Tom.
I'll see you then, Brenda.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch.
Uh-huh.
You okay, Julie?
There, look. He's at it again.
What?
Jazzer.
Oh, yes, talking to Fallon.
Well, he's not just talking. See the way he's looking at her? It's like a dog pining for a bone.
Hmm.
And she knows it too.
Hmm. You think so?
Oh, yeah, you can see. She's lapping it up.
So, what, he and Fallon are...
Well, it's complicated.
Oh.
Yeah, but the point is, Fallon swears blind. There's nothing serious going on at all. They're just good friends.
Oh.
Yeah, right. We've all heard that one before.
This place, I can't believe it.
Oh?
I worked in the pub business for all those years. I didn't know bars like this still existed.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Oh, Kenton.
What?
In Singapore, maybe. But the Imperial Hotel in Felbersham.
Well, why? Don't you love the potted plants and the ceiling fans, the fake Art Deco mirrors?
It's like a museum.
No. It's charmingly retro.
You can't be serious.
Well, you go a long way to find another bar like it.
I go quite a long way to avoid it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that Jim would feel quite at home.
And it's so dead. We've been sat here for, well, how long?
23 minutes.
Oh, seems much longer.
Yeah, funny that.
Still not a soul. Yeah, well, apart from the dynamic duo over there in the corner.
No, she's not asleep. I definitely saw her lips move.
Don't be mean.
Oh, and I haven't seen the cocktail menu yet, but I am willing to bet they do a Singapore sling.
Oh, surely. I mean, do you really need to research a place like this?
Oh, yes.
Seriously, Kenton. Can't we go somewhere else, please?
No. Have patience, love. Enjoy your vin de maison.
Which is lukewarm, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite done here yet. I want to soak up the atmosphere. Let my mind go totally blank. Which shouldn't be too hard.
But if it's so horrible, then why?
No, it's just what I've been looking for. I'm going to bring Jim here tomorrow.
Why?
Because this could be the answer to all my problems. It's perfect.
Is there someone looking round?
Yes, I don't know who. I think the agent's in there now.
Having a snoop, are we?
So what's your excuse?
Me? Oh, I've just been to the shop. And I'm going to wait and meet Josh off the bus.
Okay, well, my excuse is definitely better than that.
Oh.
Whoever buys the place is going to be one of our neighbours.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay, the other side of the green, but...
Still can't get used to that name. In my head, it'll always be the old police house.
You're not milking this afternoon?
Eddie.
Me neither.
I mean, Josh is quite happy to walk home by himself. But as I was here anyway...
Pip not on the bus?
Not today, no.
But she is back at college.
Oh, yeah, but she called at lunchtime to say she's staying on to hang out with some friends.
Ah, okay.
Which is nice for her. Hmm. She's been worrying about her image lately.
Pip? Oh?
Well, of course, they all do that at that age.
Ah, look. Here they come.
Thanks very much for your time.
Hey, is that...
I'll be in touch. Bye.
Jim Lloyd. Well, well.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Are you joining the queue?
Just passing by.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I've just had the most interesting half hour.
Oh, yeah?
So, what did you think of the place?
I had a good nose round, and I have to say, I was quite impressed.
I was hitting the sails, and I had a sudden attack of low blood sugar.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can help.
Oh, one of your chocolate flapjacks, please.
Good choice.
There goes another New Year's resolution.
Oats? Oats are good for you.
Oh.
So just forget about all the rest and enjoy it.
Thanks. I'll pretend I didn't see your healthy eating promotion.
It's not compulsory. I've got to compete with the New Year sale somehow.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and Helen, how's Annette doing? I've not seen so much of her recently.
I've not seen a lot of her myself.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I think so. Why?
Nothing, really. I've just sent her a couple of texts and she's not answered.
Oh.
And when I did talk to her at the weekend, I thought she seemed a bit down, maybe.
Well, I suppose she's been a bit quieter than usual, now that you mention it.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you know what she's like. We all need our own space sometimes. Mm. Oh, maybe that's her now.
No, it's Jazzer.
Oh.
There's nothing urgent.
I think Tom wants him to work late.
Yeah, he says he's doing some overtime.
Did you have any plans?
With Jazzer? No. Oh, but he's going to be around later, so maybe I'll catch up with him then.
Of course, architecturally speaking, it's hardly a gem.
No?
Words like utilitarian spring to mind. Simple and practical.
What? No imaginative use of contemporary materials?
My guess is that whoever redesigned it wasn't paid to use their imagination.
Oh, it always was a bit of an eyesore, even before it was rebuilt.
Well, it's not that bad. It's perfectly inoffensive.
You're not thinking of buying it, are you?
I've not made them an offer, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
But I can't rent Blossom Hill for much longer.
Yeah. Well, you could always put in a cocktail bar, stick a few candles in wine bottles, light up a filthy French cigarette...
Kenton, if that's supposed to be a dig about my plans for the bar...
Yeah, would I do that?
Well, if you're not even prepared to give my ideas serious consideration... But
Jim, I am. That's what tonight is all about.
Hmm.
Now, we've wasted enough time arguing... Time we settle this once and for all.
Ah, yes, this is better. This is more like it.
Yeah. Welcome to the Imperial Hotel's best bar.
I wonder how we missed it before.
Well, it's not easy to find. I mean, Kathy and I came across it recently. Thought it might be your kind of scene.
Yeah, it's certainly got bags of character, you can't deny that.
What, remind you of your student days?
It takes me back, yes. Is that Oscar Peterson?
Yeah, groovy or what? You won't need your earplugs in here.
That'll be a pleasant change. Yeah.
No dance beats? No spotty-faced kids throwing up in the loos?
No.
No. Somewhere you can have a decent conversation without having to shout?
Absolutely.
Oh, and they even claim to serve a decent gin sling.
Perfect. Though, I'd say perhaps it has seen better days.
Hmm. Well, it's, what, 7 o'clock now?
Yes, that's probably why it's still rather empty.
Well, you mean completely empty?
Oh, it's early. I'm sure it'll soon liven up.
Well, I'm prepared to give it until, say, 10:30.
Fine by me.
OK. Give us time to really get the feel of the place.
Excellent.
And see if it really is the kind of business model that'll work for us.
So what are you having? First round's on me.
Coming?
Yep, got him.
Well, you're good lad.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the lot. 12 little piggies.
Great.
Yeah, so you're set for the morning?
Yeah, Dad's around. We'll get them loaded up off to the abattoir.
Okay, well, if it's okay with you, I'll be on my way.
Yeah, thanks, Jazz. Sorry to keep you so late.
Not any problem. I'm away home for a bite and a shower.
Getting an early night?
Why, me? I don't need to sleep.
Okay, silly question.
I won't be too late. Just back in for a couple of bevvies.
Oh, so is that at the Bull then?
Aye, where else?
Okay.
And before you ask, me and Fallon are getting along fine.
Oh, that's great. I'm still a tiny bit confused here, Jazz. I mean, what exactly is the state of play between you two?
Well, like I say, she knows how I feel and she's cool about it.
Okay, but...
She wants us to spend some more time together.
Yeah, but... When I saw you two the other night, to be honest, it was hard to tell. I mean, you seem to be carrying on just the same as before.
Well, I'm taking it steady, you know. I've moved things up a few gears. I'm perfectly happy to let things take their natural course.
All the same, it might be good to keep nudging them along gently.
Well, I thought I'd ask her out at the weekend.
What, like for a real date?
Well, maybe a non-date, you know.
A non-date? Ugh, I've never heard that before.
Okay, so if it worked for Ed, why not for me?
So, are we going to get another one in, or,
Oh, that's very kind. Perhaps I'll make this one last.
Oh, your Singapore sling not up to scratch?
Oh, yes, it's very good. It's, maybe not the best I've ever tasted.
No?
Well, of course, when we serve our own, I can spend some time fine-tuning the recipe.
Yeah. Jim, has it crossed your mind that the fault may not just be with the drink? I mean, it could have as much to do with the surroundings?
No. A cocktail's a cocktail, after all.
Well, it's definitely taken the edge off my beer. It's like throwing a party in a mausoleum.
Now, come on. We said we'd give the place a fair chance.
Yeah, Jim... We have been in here for over 2 hours.
Well, yes.
And we are still just about the only customers.
It's a weekday evening, right after Christmas. People are still recovering from the holidays.
Well, it was busy enough at that tapas bar we went to on Monday.
You know, it's a funny thing. I keep coming back in my mind to that house I saw this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Green Acres. And the more I think about it, the more I feel that it might suit me very well.
Hmm?
Don't you think so?
Jim, A, I've never been in the place, and B, we clearly have very different ideas about what constitutes a fun location.
Well, it's the location that really appeals to me. Right next door to the shop, a gentle stroll along to the Bull.
You sure that it's not too lively for you?
What?
Well, it's bang on the rat run from Manorfield Close. You know, you'll have all those old dears whizzing by with their shopping trolleys.
I shan't let your feeble attempts at sarcasm put me off, Kenton.
OK.
In fact, I'm pretty well decided. I'm going to put in an offer.
Yeah? What, you mean a serious offer?
Well, not the full asking price, but not too far off, perhaps.
Ah. Oh, you don't mind me asking, will this affect your plans for the bar?
No. This will be quite separate from my investment in Jack's.
Oh, well, that's...
Don't worry. I'm not about to pull out and leave you high and dry.
Good. Well, there's another minute gone by, and still nobody.
All right, Kenton. You've made your point.
Have I?
I'm not quite as green as all that. I know exactly why you brought me here.
Ah.
You picked the shabbiest, dreariest jazz bar in the whole county in the hope that I'd see sense and go with your plans for Jack's.
Well, come on, Jim. I mean, you must admit...
Yes. Okay. You win.
Do I?
While you were in the gents, I had a word with the barman. Apparently, they're closing the place down next month for a major refurbishment.
Ah, are they?
A complete makeover. They're not making any money. And they want to attract a younger clientele.
Oh, right. Well, game, set and match to me, I think.
Not that I'd ever go for anything quite as moribund as this, you understand.
Of course not. Huh?
But I've no desire to spend my declining years sipping gin slings going slowly bankrupt.
So I can have my tapas and 5.1 surround sound?
Yes, if you must. And all the rest.
Fantastic. And look, I know it's a disappointment for you, but yeah, you're making a very wise decision here.
I hope so.
Hey, come on. Don't take it too hard. I mean, we can still have the odd theme night aimed at the more mature customer.
Well, I suppose that's some consolation. Yeah.
And we'll serve the best cocktails in town. So you'll get your perfect Singapore sling.
Ruth! Hi!
Hi! Is Usha around?
I've not seen her. Can I get your...
No, thanks. She'll be on her way. I'll hold on till she gets here.
Oh, okay. Oh, and hey, I see what you mean about Pip's new image.
Oh.
I passed her on the green. She must have been on her way home.
What did you think?
Very cool. I thought she looked great. I had to do a double take to be sure it was her, actually.
I know.
Though, maybe not the best kind of gear for feeding the calves. Oh, hey up. Can you see up?
What?
Jazza. He's coming up to Fallon.
Oh.
Is he going to kiss her? Yes, no. No.
So what exactly is going on with those two?
You tell me, Ruth.
Okay.
And I don't think they know either.
So did you get your pigs sorted?
Aye. They're well bedded done for the last night on earth.
Oh, don't say that.
I'll have a packet of smoky bacon too, please.
Shut up.
Oh, hey, Fallon. Well, I think about it. A mate of my brother's has got a DJ gig.
Yeah?
Studio 8, no less. Thought I'd go along, check it out.
Yeah? Studio 8?
Well, you fancy it?
Well, I...
No big deal or anything. No pressure. But it'd be nice to have some company, and if you like, I'll run you back home after. So, what about it?
Okay, yes, you're on.
Oh, Mac, darling.
Ah, Puska.
Oh, Tiger, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, and you.
Missed you so much. I've been so looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me too.
So how are you? How are you getting on?
Oh, much the same, I guess.
You're looking well.
Well, you're not looking so bad yourself.
Thanks, darling. It's not too much.
No, you look lovely, Puss.
Well, everything's fine at home. Not much news, really.
Yeah.
Mum seems a bit more cheerful. Pat's got her interested in this community shop of hers.
Ah.
Yeah, it's been good for her to keep her mind busy. In fact, I was just saying to Jenny, we ought to find...
What, Jennifer?
Yes, she came with me.
I thought I'd no, told...
Don't worry, darling. I didn't bring her here. She's gone to do some shopping.
Okay, but you know what I said?
Yeah, I know. She came, so I had some company on the drive. And we're meeting up for lunch after.
All right. Fair enough.
Anyway, never mind about all that. Tell me about yourself. Are you still enjoying the work in the greenhouses?
Yeah, glad it's there. It's a change of scene, you know.
Nothing too laborious. I won't exactly say I'm getting green fingers, but...
Well, as soon as you're back, you can start growing me some lovely tomatoes.
I might even do that.
So, what else have you been up to?
Well, actually, I've been helping one or two of the other blokes with their mail.
Really?
Yeah, you know, there's a lad in here who can hardly read when it comes to putting words on paper.
Right.
So, I've been giving him a hand. Him and this other lad.
That's great.
Well, makes you feel you're some use in here, less of a number.
Well,
this box I've read on the top shelf.
Oh, yes, please, Annette.
That's all from this delivery.
Okay, thanks.
Not a problem, is there?
No. Though, you know what I just heard?
What?
From Linda. Apparently, Pat wants Cathy to be secretary of the shop committee.
Oh, yeah?
And not just for her keyboard skills. According to Linda, Pat wants her on board for her retail experience.
Oh?
Oh, well, I mean, I've got all the retail experience we need and more. Oh, why is she bringing in somebody else, eh? Working in a souvenir shop in a stately home isn't the same as managing a proper retail business like this. That's what Pat doesn't understand, you see. Well, don't you think it's strange? Anyone would think she didn't trust me to do a good job.
Okay, but I don't know why you're asking me.
Well,
I can't decide who goes on this committee, can I?
No, but
why? So why go on at me about it?
Well, if it all goes wrong, it's your job that's on the line too.
Well, that's tough, but I'll just have to find another.
Well, that may not be so easy. I've been applying for everything I can find and I've still not...
Well, excuse me, but I can't help that either.
Oh. Well, if that's how you feel.
Put this empty box out the back. Annette, are you coming up for lunch?
Well, you see what I mean?
What was all that about?
Well, I was just talking about the shop committee.
Oh.
So perhaps I do go on about it, but there was no need for her to take on like that.
Has this been happening a lot, Susan?
Oh, she's definitely not been herself lately. I have to be so careful about what I say.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's nothing I've done. I don't know what's the matter with her.
You get the dregs in here, of course, but some of them are real sad cases.
Yeah, we can believe that.
I mean, not just the literacy problems. They just never learn the basic skills of living. That's why they end up here, of course. They never stood a chance.
What could you do for people like that?
Well, there's one lad I've been trying to help out, teach him the basics of financial planning.
As well as all the letter writing.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
Well, I think that's marvellous. I'm sure they'll be very grateful to you.
Yeah, well, like I said, it helps to keep me sane. Looks like our time's nearly up.
What, already?
Yeah, gone quick, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Tiger.
Yeah, but we may not have to wait so long next time, eh? Could soon be once a week.
I do hope so, darling.
If they put me up to enhanced.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful.
Fingers crossed then.
All right. I'm so proud of you, Matt. You're doing so well, you're so brave.
Yeah, I'm getting by, so you mustn't worry.
I do try not to. And you're not to worry about me either. Everyone's been so good to me. And I don't just mean Jenny, all the rest of the family too, and our friends.
Well, that's good to know.
And they're all thinking of you too and asking after
you.
Yeah,
well, that's nice, but...
And perhaps... Well, as time goes on, if you did want another visitor...
Lillian, no! No, I said it once. I don't want anyone else to see me in here. Nobody. I don't need their concern. I don't need their sympathy. I can do without all that. I'd sooner they forgot I even exist.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, darling. I do understand.
Hello, I'm sorry to bother you.
That's okay, come on in.
Is Annette?
No, she's not here.
Oh, good.
She didn't stay in for lunch, she went straight out.
Okay.
If it's urgent, you could try giving her a call.
Well, it's just that... I was feeling bad about our little tiff this morning.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I'll just sort things out a bit here. Was it that serious?
Well, not really, but there must be a reason she's feeling so stressed out.
Yeah, you're right. It's just not like her.
So, I was going to suggest, if she wanted a lie-in tomorrow morning, I'd come down and do the papers.
Oh, that's kind of you. Do you want me to tell her?
Oh, can you do that when you see her?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
I'm back to work soon myself, but
I just hope I've not upset her somehow, you know, without realising.
No, I'm sure it's not that.
But you said she seemed okay to you.
To be honest, Susan, I've been so busy this week, I haven't really paid attention.
Mm.
But you're right. When I have seen her, she's been pretty quiet, I suppose. Not very sociable.
So, perhaps there is something.
Oh, she's certainly been even less tidy than normal.
Oh, so you're having a clear-up?
Yeah. Oh, you did not want to see the state of the bathroom before I started on it.
Okay.
I'm almost out of bin liners.
I suppose I've not been great company myself, you know, all the worries about the shop.
Oh, yeah, there's a meeting next week.
Yeah.
I know Mum's been putting a lot of time into it.
Yeah, I'm sure she's been working very hard.
Yeah, organising the meeting, trying to recruit more volunteers.
So I've heard.
And there does seem to be a lot of support.
Well, anyway, look, you're busy, so I'll go...
Yeah, I'll just get this down to the bins.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it then.
Okay, Susan.
If you could pass on the message, though...
Yeah, I will.
So, how did it go? How was he?
Just give me a moment, darling.
Yes, yes, of course.
Would you very much mind if I had one of these?
No.
I'll open the window. Sorry, it takes a little while to get used to being back in the real world again.
Oh, hope it wasn't too awful for you.
Oh, well, it was definitely better than the last time.
Really?
Matt was, well, cheerful's not the right word, but he did seem a bit more settled.
Oh, good.
In fact, there was the odd moment, once or twice. He was almost like his old self again.
Oh.
Just a flicker. You know, and then he'd slip back inside his shell.
Oh. Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, poor darling. In a way that... only made it harder.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't do this.
No, look, shall I pull over?
No, I'm fine. I'm all right. You just carry on.
But, you think generally that he did seem better?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still working in the greenhouses and he's been helping some of the other men write letters.
Oh, well, that sounds positive.
Yeah, it's been good for him. Just what he needs. And not just with letters. He's been helping with their financial planning, too.
Oh. Well, even better.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm sorry to be so feeble.
Oh, no.
Still plenty more of these visits to go. I'll have to try and get used to it.
Well, these first few are bound to be the hardest. And I'm sure it's going to get easier as time goes on.
Easy?
Well, less of a strain for you both.
Nothing's going to be easy. Not until he's out of that place and back home again with me, where he belongs.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You still here? I thought we'd be back at work by now.
Yeah, I'll have to go soon. I've been tidying up.
Yeah, so I see.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
Annette.
Maybe I'll see you later.
Annette, come here. Come and sit down. I think we need to talk.
Why? I mean, what about...
Well, first of all, I want to apologise.
What for?
I've been a completely useless friend to you lately, haven't I? When you were so good to me over Leon, I've been so wrapped up in my own life, I've not been there for you at all.
So you've been busy, that's okay, I understand.
And you've been pretty stressed out. Susan's noticed, even if I didn't.
No, really, I'm fine.
Annette, come on. What's the point of all this if we can't even talk? If there's a problem, if you're in any kind of trouble, you
it's
must...
It's okay, there's no problem.
No?
Look, Helen, I really don't want...
So what about this? I found it when I was emptying the pedal bin. It's the packaging from a pregnancy test.
Yes, I can see that.
So, it's not mine. What's all this about?
I had sex, worried I was pregnant, so I took a test. What's the big deal?
Annette, I don't want to make a deal of it. You're my friend as well as my housemate. I'm just worried for you,
all
that's
right.
All
right. Yes, It was positive. I'm pregnant.
Oh, Annette.
So there, now you know.
But who? When? I mean,
does it matter?
Was it with Max?
Oh, please, Helen.
But it's been ages since you broke up with... Or is it this other man you were talking about?
Helen! I don't care who the father is. It makes no difference
you
to me.
You don't care?
Why should I? You don't think I'm going to keep this baby, do you?
Well, are you?
How can I? I've got no choice, Helen. I've already made up my mind. I'm going to have an abortion.